This is the only organ piece J.S. Bach named with a French title. The pièce d'orgue, also known as the fantasy, in G major is unlike any other piece the composer wrote for his favorite instrument. And not only because of that title. And this performance of the piece is also unlike any other. It's part of the last recording made at Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris before the disastrous fire of April 2019. Olivier Latry is the organist at the console, and he joins me to share the story of this recording, as well as his thoughts about and affection for Notre Dame Cathedral, coming up on the Bach Hour. Hello, I'm Brian McCreath. Welcome to the Bach Hour from WCRB, Classical Radio Boston. The heartbreaking fire that consumed Notre Dame Cathedral is an indelible memory for anybody who caught sight of it, whether that was on television, on the web, or most certainly in person. Now imagine being someone whose livelihood, not just financially, but also vocationally and even artistically, was rooted in that building. Devastating doesn't even begin to describe it. But one of the people you'd be thinking of is Olivier Latry, one of three titular organists at that landmark house of worship. And you'll hear from Olivier Latry both in words and in Bach's music later in the hour. Also coming up is Bach's cantata number 125, Mit Fried und Freud ich fahr dahin, or With Peace and Joy I Depart. And if you'd like to see a translation of the text for that piece from Boston's Emmanuel Music, just visit us online at classicalwcrb.org. First, though, as we look forward to Bach's organ music as channeled through a remarkable instrument, here's a piece the composer originally wrote for organ, now channeled through a Baroque ensemble. Violinist Isabel Faust and Bernhard Fork, cellist Jan Freiheit and harpsichordist Raphael Alperman performed the Trio Sonata in C here on the Bach Hour. Thank you. Bach's Trio Sonata in C, originally written for the pipe organ, and here performed by violinist Isabel Faust and Bernhard Fork, cellist Jan Freiheit, and harpsichordist Raphael Alpermann. I'm Brian McCreath with the Bach Hour from 99.5 WCRB. Bach's Cantata 125, Mit Fried und Freud ich fahr dahin, or With Peace and Joy I Depart, written for the Feast of the Purification of Mary, is inspired by the story of Simeon in the Gospel of Luke. Simeon is an old man, quote, just and devout, as described in the Bible, who, upon encountering the barely five-week-old Jesus, instantly recognizes the child as the divine. In that moment, Simeon is then ready to give up earthly life. To depict that story, Bach builds the cantata on Martin Luther's hymn setting of the Song of Simeon, or Nunc Dimittis. It starts with a darkly beautiful choral movement on a text that translates in part as, in peace and joy I depart. As God has promised me, death has become my sleep. Then the alto soloist reinforces the message of the opening that through a broken body, the believer looks with hope to the divine, singing that, even if my body's frame be destroyed, my heart and hope will not fall. And with so much focus on the pain of life so far, you might feel the same as composer John Harbison, who wrote that, at this point, the cantata needs rescue. The rescue arrives first through shadows in a bass aria with interjections from Luther's chorale tune, and then through a duet for the tenor and bass soloists that, to quote Harbison once again, is a comet of a piece, translating as, an unfathomable light fills the entire orb of the earth. Remember, you can find Pamela Dalal's translation of the text of this piece for Boston's Emmanuel Music when you start at our website, classicalwcrb.org. Here is the Cantata 125, featuring soprano Sarah Wagner, alto Benno Schachtner, tenor Sebastian Kohlhepp, and bass Thomas E. Bauer. Christoph Sperring leads Chorus Musicus of Cologne and Das Neue Orchester here on the Bach Hour. Thank you.
Im Fleisch erhassten Brot und gar des Todes Schmerz ich nicht entsetzet. Das macht Christus, war Gottes Sohn, dir treue Heimat, die auf dem Sterbebette schon mit Himmelssüßigkeit den Geist ergötzt. Den du mich, Herr, hast sehen lassen, war in erfüllter Zeit ein Glaubens Herr, das Heiles Herr umfing. Und hast bekannt, vor dem erhabe Gott den Schöpfer aller Dinge, dass er sei das Leben und Heil.
Bach's Cantata No. 125, Mit Fried und Freude ich fahr dahin, or With Peace and Joy I Depart, in a performance featuring Chorus Musicus of Cologne and Das Neue Orchester, along with soprano Sarah Wagner, alto Benno Schachtner, tenor Sebastian Kohlhepp, and bass Thomas E. Bauer, all led by Christoph Sperring. When Notre Dame Cathedral caught fire in April of 2019, the gut punch of what might be lost was felt around the world. And part of what might be lost was the massive and glorious pipe organ built by Cavaillé Cole and played regularly by organist Olivier Latry. As it turns out, the organ wasn't completely lost in the fire. In fact, as Olivier Latry told me when he visited Boston, one of the most terrifying moments of the fire actually saved it.
The fact that the spire fell down in the cathedral made a big opening, and then the heat just went out of the cathedral. Otherwise, the organ would have, every pipe would have just collapsed on themselves because of the heat.
This is amazing because the spire falling was the moment that all of us watching from afar felt the worst about this whole disaster. It was unbelievable. But it's so nice to hear there is something good about the spire falling, that it saved the organ.
It saved many things in the cathedral, not only the organ, I think. Because what would happen for example, the heat could have destroyed the paintings and everything.
Whether you look at it as a simple fortunate accident of the physics of fire or an outright miracle, the fact that so many artifacts survived the fire is good news. And as Paris works to preserve the building and the organ that still resides within it, Olivier Latry has the distinction of having made the last recording at Notre Dame before that fire. Here is part of it. This is the Little Fugue in G minor, here on the Bach Hour. ¶¶ That's J.S. Bach's Fugue in G Minor, known as the Little Fugue, performed at Notre Dame Cathedral by organist Olivier Latry. It's part of a recording called Bach to the Future, and you can see a video that was made in conjunction with the recording when you visit us online at classicalwcrb.org. The instrument at Notre Dame has over 8,000 pipes, with parts of it dating back to the 1730s, and most of it built in the 19th century by Aristide Cavaillé-Cole. And as Olivier Latry told me, the music on this all-Bach recording is, in some ways, very far from what Cavaillé-Cole had in mind when he built it.
For me, the organ of Notre Dame was something else. It was an organ to play Vienne, Vidor, Franck, Messiaen, all of that, but no Bach. And then after some years, I said, well, maybe if we think back in another way, a little bit like transcription, you know, because when we play, for example, Bach on a piano, it's not a harpsichord. And what I hate is hearing the piano played like a harpsichord. If we are on a piano, we have to use the piano with everything, you know. There are two ways in that case. The one would be Glenn Gould and all of the people. And the other way would be Cyprien Katsaris, who uses everything on the piano, you know. You have octaves, you have things, he added chords, etc., etc. And then we hear piano. And I think the music works better that way on the piano than just making a harpsichord. If you want to have the sound of the harpsichord, why playing on the piano? Just go on the harpsichord. So it is the same for Notre Dame. So if we play the music by Bach there, then in that case, we have to go on the way of the organ, so with all the possibilities, and this is what I try to do.
And you can hear much more from Olivier Latry at our website, classicalwcrb.org. When you listen, you'll hear what he learned from Stokowski's orchestral arrangement of the Toccata and Fugue in D minor and the hidden message of the Passacaglia in C minor. You'll also learn that the pièce d'orgue reflects French musical values in more than just its name. And here is that very work. Olivier Latry is the organist at Notre Dame Cathedral here on the Bach Hour.
Thank you.
Bach's Pièce d'Orgue, sometimes called the Fantasy in G major, in a performance like no other. Olivier Latry was the organist at the Cavaillé-Coll instrument at Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. It was part of the last recording made in that space before the devastating fire of 2019. And it's a recording that Latry had to make in the depths of nighttime just to avoid noise from the outside and the constant visits of tourists and worshippers. And remember, you can hear more from my conversation with Olivier Latry at our website, classicalwcrb.org, where you can also hear this program again on demand. Again, that's at classicalwcrb.org. Thank you for joining me today, and also to Olivier Latry and audio engineer Antonio Oliart-Ros. I'm Brian McCreath, and I'll hope to have your company again next week here on the Bach Hour.